Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Freedom Nation podcast with Jeff Kickle. And on today's show, we're going to have a fun conversation with Lydia Axe. She is a coach, a mentor, a consultant, a friend, and someone that helps business owners become the best that they can be of themselves. So stay tuned on the show. We'll be right back on in just a second.
Welcome to the Freedom Nation podcast with Jeff Kickle. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. Lydia, how are you, my friend?
I'm super. Thank you. How are you today?
I am great. Where are you located in the world?
I'm in Israel.
Israel. Okay. Wow. First interview from Israel. So this is awesome.
There you go.
Check another one off the list. So, well, thank you for being on the show today. We had a great conversation beforehand, and I want to share you with the audience. So start off, tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah, and look, I've been, you know, fresh out of university. I joined corporate. That was kind of accepted social, you know, program, right? That was
what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get a great education, go into corporate for 40 years, then wear black socks and sandals for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Well, luckily that wasn't 40 years. Okay. But it was the path, right? Yeah. I didn't even think there was any other alternative, at least my family, right? Yeah. It was kind of expected, and that's what I was looking for. And I got lucky because I was accepted in Big Four, PwC, you know, it was a dream job.
Sure.
And, you know, I got through the back door. That's a fun story to tell. Next 15 years, I was there. And, you know, I had a stellar career because, you know, I became a director at PwC, which is like a big, you know, big thing. And I was in a path.
And relatively early in your career, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. That was a fast track. And I had three kids along the way. It was kind of a side hustle. Side hustle project that I did. Yeah. And I was in a path to partnership. But let me tell you, Jeff, I looked at the partners in the firm and I kind of didn't like what I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. What I saw. I did not like. I'm like, there must be something else. There must be more. Okay. And I went to get my executive MBA at London Business School. And I think I got bitten. You know, there's a Spider-Man. It got bitten by a spider. Well, I got bitten by the entrepreneurship bug. Mm-hmm. That's it. So I got bitten and I'm like, I need to have my own business. Anyway, I left, and I had my own business. And, you know, in the entrepreneurship, in the business school, they tell you, what sort of business should you have? Well, you need to do something that you know about. And I'm like, well, I know finance, right? Yeah. PwC finance, risk management. Well, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. The only thing outside that I know is kids. So I created a kids club, right? Logical. Well, not so much because very quickly I realized I love my own kid. I don't like other people's kids, you know, because they're terrible and I hate them.
You're wonderful. But everybody else is terrible.
Yeah, you know, I have enough kids at home.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I had my fourth kid at that time. It was a complete mess. But
what you don't understand, you said this at the beginning of your corporate career. You said, I had my dream job. Just remember, nightmares are dreams too. So,
yes. Yes, exactly. Anyway, you know, from then on, which was 12 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I just started my entrepreneurship journey and I had my brick and mortar business, the kids club. Okay. And then, you know, I ditched that, but I didn't like working with kids, but I love working with moms.
Okay.
And I got my coaching degree and cool. I just realized I want to help, you know, I want to work with adults, right? I cannot talk to kids, you know, they're too immature. I want to talk to adults, you know. So I just love helping them grow, develop. And that's what I've been doing since then. And I've been pivoting because I've been, you know, I've been a life coach for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I pivoted to be a productivity coach. And today I'm a business coach. Okay. And I think I actually loving it because what I'm doing today is amalgamation of everything in me.
Mm-hmm.
Kinds of takes the best because of my business background and my business education and my finance and kind of structure and the strategy that I love and I know. And then my experience, right? Because I've been building those.
Yeah. Yeah. You went from
businesses.
Big four accounting to, hey, I'm a little small business, brick and mortar. You're in the service business. So yeah, you've got all those different aspects of it, which, you know, if you're coaching, you know, startup businesses and things like that, that's what they need is somebody that's been through all that. And, you know, first question. Okay. What do you enjoy doing? What do you know? And what do you not hate? that's where you need to start.
Yeah.
Let's kind of unpack this a little bit because a lot of people would get started, you know, especially on their first business, get started and realize, oh, I don't really like this very much and just keep doing it because that's what they have committed to. What was that pivot like for you? Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, realizing, okay, I like my kids. I hate everybody else's. Where was that pivot in there that you went, okay, I don't want to do this, but here's what I can make out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess, again, I'm a little bit lucky in terms of that. I got what I call courage, and courage is what people don't realize. Courage is not absence of fear. Courage is ability to act despite fear.
Yep.
Okay. So maybe I'm a little bit lucky and that's what I help my clients with. So whenever I see something is not working, I make change. Okay. I'm like, okay, this is not working. Let's pivot. So every time I see that the things are just not working, like fundamentally, like I'm not happy. And, you know, I love Steve Jobs. He has a lot. He left a lot of good quotes. One of his quotes is, if I look at myself in the mirror 3 days in a row and I don't like what I'm doing, something need to change.
Yeah.
So that's about it. I know, it seems like a simplification, but that's it. If you're doing something day after day after day and you're not enjoying it, then something need to change, right? You need to make a change. And you need to be very clear and you need to be very honest with you, right? You need to be very honest, like what's not working. Like for me, it was not that I don't want to be an entrepreneur, solopreneur, because I love it. I enjoy it. Like
knew
freedom.
So step one, I like what I'm doing.
Exactly. Independency, freedom, and flexibility. I love that. It's just not the field. Like it's not the application.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? I tell you, Jeff, it's not it's not easy to do it by yourself. I often had to revert to people around me, whether it's formal mentors or coaches, or whether it's just friends, colleagues, buddies, accountability buddies. But it's always for me, you know, I would not be able to be where I am today without people around me. And I think what people don't realize that it's a very deceiving term, solopreneurship, because solopreneurship, it feels like it's all by yourself, but it's not. No, it's not. Yes, well, you're building your own business, but you need to have the whole support system around you. So if you ask me, what helped me to make this decision? It's always people that I could revert to. I can ask them, look, I know. So it's me. The onus is on me. It's not working. But then I reverted. I had the support system, the buddies, the formal mentors, the informal mentors, coaches, friends, buddies that I can turn and I can talk and, you know, pivot.
Awesome. Well, and I mean, that is having, so I own a co-working space. So I've seen, you know, startup businesses and stuff like that. And one of the key thing I always will say, you know, I can tell when a business is failing when I don't see the owner for a while. All of a sudden it's like, you know, the world is, you know, I've got, you know, I've just, I'm all alone in all this. And as soon as that happens, pretty much within 6 months, their business is gone because they've just given up at that point. And, you know, it's what I tell people all the time. You're exactly right. You've got to get around other people. You know, you've got to get a mentor who can be there to go, okay, idiot, you know, it is what it is. Business sucks. Figure it out. You know, but you've got to be around other people that are going through the same thing you are so that you don't feel like, oh my God, this is my unique problem by myself. I've caused this. You know, so yes, you just get people around you and get people that can help you to get through that. So you pivoted to working with moms because you figured out, okay, well, here's the relationship. I don't really like the kids, but I like the moms. And you started working with them more as a life coach. Where did you realize, okay, I really want to start working more with business owners happen?
Sure, sure. So, it was an easy transition with moms because actually the whole idea of our kids club was that it was Mama's Dream. Okay, the name was Mama's Dream because we not only provided classes for kids, but we also provided activities for moms because I hated when I was a mom, I hated to see, you know, the mom brings the kid to the class and she sits on the bench and just sit and in her phone kind of doom scrolling. Like, and I'm like, no, we have to change that. So it kind of developed then. I love moms. And then, you know, from there, we organized all these classes and I got my coaching degree and I really loved that. And then I got into, and I always started with me, you know, because this is the easiest. So I was kind of feeling, I was about 40 years old, 42 years old at that time. So I was like, I think I'm going through a midlife crisis. And I was going like, who am I? You know, what am I? You know, because when you fulfill all your social roles, you know, you get this question like, okay, well, is there more, you know?
What else?
What else? Exactly. So I got into that and I got deep into that topic. So, you know, and so that's how I got into helping other moms and women to redefine who they are, what their purpose. I wrote a book about it. I wrote a book about female midlife crisis, kind of sharing my own story and stories of my clients. It was amazing. But then it kind of felt like it's done. You know, at some point, you know, you do something. You know, it's a project, you know, and I kind of felt like it's done, it's fulfilled. You know, I wrote a book, I worked with them. And then I also felt like if I wanted to go one level deeper, because during the midlife crisis, a lot of trauma, the childhood trauma, you know, kind of got surfaced. So I'm like, I either have to go even one level deep and become a therapist, but that's I need to go and get the psychology degree and stuff like that. But I kind of didn't want that. That didn't feel like what I wanted. And also at that time, we're moving countries from Portugal to Israel. So, you know, the family hectic. So, and there was a lot involved. So, you know, there are a lot of factors in. So I'm like, well, I need to pivot. So, you know, I had another fork in the road. So I'm like, do I go deep into psychology? And I didn't feel. Like it didn't feel
it wasn't your passion.
Right to me. No. Yeah. And I'm like, well, what can I do? And again, I go back. What they tell us in the business school, you know, we pay big buck to them. And they tell us, start the business, something you're really good at and you know a lot. And I'm like, well, I've been building businesses, my own businesses, for the last 10 years at that time. I know a lot about it. I was very successful. I built 50,000 followers on Instagram, you know, podcasts, YouTube, challenges. Like you ask me, I tried it all. Mm-hmm. So I know, and I spent thousands of dollars studying it. I've done it, and I actually like it. You know, a lot of coaches, consultants, if you talk to them, they say we love what we do, but we hate marketing part. Well, actually, I'm the freak who loves this part. I'm the strange person who likes this. And I'm like, well, I actually like this. Why don't I help others to do this? So that's how it happened. So that's what I'm doing today.
I love that. Yeah. And I mean, you know, you've pivoted to, okay, now it's something that is really everything you've ever done to work with those people and get them there. So let's talk a little bit about your process. You know, I come to you, let's say I've got a business that's up and running, but it's just not there where I want it to be. How are you going to approach that with me?
Yeah, of course. A lot of my clients come like that. And what I start with, and that's where I think one of my strengths is I really love start from the big picture, right? I really love to start with the strategy and the business model. I think this is the biggest problem. Like coaches, they are too focused on, oh, I need to do content or I need to do outreach or... They focus on the tools, but before the tools, you know, this is kind of secondary. They need to be high level. So what we start with the business model design, right? Okay. We start with the strategy. We start with the big picture. So we start with your strength. Like, are you good with one-on-one? Are you good with group coaching? Are you good with speaking to, you know... on stages, live. So we start with what is strength? What do you want your, it's kind of the lifestyle centric business model. That's what we do, right? How do you want your life or day in the life be in a 12 months? That's where we start.
Don't create an ugly world for yourself that you're not going to enjoy being in. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do, you know, TikTok videos every day. Okay. Well, what if I don't like getting up and doing it?
Exactly. Everyone's like focused on the tools and the tactics. Yeah. Like, oh, TikTok is big. So everyone, well, what if you hate creating those videos? So that's where we start. Okay. So we start with the big picture, with the lifestyle centric business. Then from that model, we come up with the hypothesis, okay? It's always okay. Like that. I'm not going to give you the solution. Anyone who tells you they're going to give you a solution, they're a liar, okay? I'm going to give you a hypothesis, okay? I'm going to give you an idea, suggestion. Then we create a plan, okay. A detailed plan, how to make this beautiful business model that we just designed into life.
Okay.
And then I help you implement it or experiment, rather I say. Then we, you know, with this beautiful business model we just created, I help you experiment implementing it.
Okay.
Right? Because again, if anyone tells you this is your plan step by step, they're a liar. Because it never works like that. It never.
No.
Okay. I can give you a plan and then we try to implement it and then we pivot, experiment. This is it. That's been my experience with my clients.
So are you typically working one-on-one with them? Do you work in a group fashion? How are you delivering this?
Yeah. Well, right now there are two options. One is one-on-one, right?
Okay.
One-on-one is the best, always, but it's more expensive version.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a community, right? I have a community in school. You can join and we can do it in the community setting, which is a more budget version.
Yeah.
At some point, I want to implement groups kind of in the middle as a mastermind. Is a kind of the less less expensive than one-on-one, but more, more.
Well, and
more
then people,
detailed.
Yeah, I mean, they can get started. Maybe if they don't have quite the money to get started, at least to give them an option of working with you a little bit more. You know, I mean, it's always the more of my time you get, the more you're going to pay me to get that time.
Yeah.
In those cases. So I think that makes a whole lot of sense of just slowly building, building.
But there are options. So absolutely.
Cool.
At the moment, there are options.
Now, when I was looking at your LinkedIn profile, there was a 12 challenges, 12 months, 12K business. What all is that?
This is it. This is the community. Basically, if they join, because this is what I look. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I realized, that I can give you a perfect plan. I can give you the perfect business model, right? But the 90% or maybe 95% of the success comes from execution, right?
Mm.
Execution is everything, right? Idea is nothing. Execution is everything. So what I realized that there need to be some sort of a, engine, some sort of a push. Because when you start out, and I work with coaches, consultants who just starting out. It's very hard because you don't see results. You don't see results month one, month two. So I created this sprints. Again, I just took all my experience over the last 12 years and I put them into this 12 sprints. So they're designed kind of to push you forward, right? Mm-hmm. To have some sort of a accountability and have some sort of a, motivation to, to go through the sprint, to have very tangible and very specific things you need to do this month. Because you know what? When you're building a business, you get pulled into different directions. And I experienced that. I'm saying this because I've seen that in me, in my clients' business, again and again and again. You pulled because, I need to do LinkedIn. No, I need to do YouTube. Oh, yeah, I need to do outreach. Oh my God, what's going on with my website? So you got pulled into so many directions. And in the end, you know, nothing happens. I use the analogy, like when you need to cut a tree, and I don't know, I've never cut a tree, but theoretically, if you need to cut a tree, imagine you take an axe, you know, I'm with an axe, so I know about axe, and you try to cut like here, and then there, and then there. You're not going to cut a tree, right?
Yeah.
How do you cut a tree? You find a place and you put your axe to the one place again and again and again and again. Now, when you're building a business, the hardest thing is to keep that focus, is to be putting your effort day after day after day in the same thing, because there's so many things that are going to distract you. So my sprints, how I design them, the order of them, the content of them, I design them the way I think is the best. And to help you to stay focused, like this is your focus for the month. This is it. Just do this. Forget about everything else. So this is my, this is the concept. And again, it's my community. It's free to join for the first three sprints. If you like it, if you're enjoying it, if it makes sense, you know, then there is next sprints are paid, but very affordable. You know, at the moment, $250 per year. Okay.
That's
very affordable.
Yeah. No,
very affordable.
Yeah.
Again, because it's a group setting, you know, it's it's community. Obviously, one-on-one, it's a different pricing, but you know, you can get a very affordable thing, and it's 12 sprints.
Well, and I agree with you. I mean, it's too easy. I mean, I find myself doing it, you know, because the squirrel runs across your path and you constantly are following the squirrel. And, you know, by nature, as business owners, we're, you know, or as entrepreneurs, we're always looking for, okay, ooh, I've got a great idea. Ooh, I've got a great idea. I used to call
there's a new thing. Oh, TikTok or Threads or this or that.
The funniest thing, I used to have so I always carried a paper day timer. You know, that's how I kind of kept myself on track and all this. And I've since converted to an electronic version of it. But I used to have, back when I was less disciplined, I used to have these little, basically the little pieces of paper that were in my day timer, and I called them the squirrel cage. And it was, if I came up with an idea while I was working, I would write it down in the squirrel cage and that would go into a folder. And then whenever I completed a project, then I got to go into the squirrel cage folder and pull something out, a new project out to do. But it was a great way to kind of keep myself on track, because otherwise, I mean, I would be bouncing around, chasing everything around and, you know, really never accomplishing anything because I was doing everything at that point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was trying to chop the tree down from the top. So wonderful. Well, what's new in your world? What are you working on?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm very excited about this community of mine. Okay. It's called A-Zone Activation Zone. It's called Magic Activation Zone. Magic being mentors, advisors, guides, instructors, and coaches. So experts.
Cool.
I'm really focused on the community. And, you know, I'm selfishly, I designed these sprints. I'm doing them as well for my business.
Might as well. Yeah. Don't be the one tells you, I'm telling you to do this. I don't do it, but I'm telling you to do this.
No, I'm doing with my community, and it's growing, and I'm very focused. So majority of my time is there. In terms of new, a client of mine recently told me she needs to track some of your habits. And you know, my first challenge in my 12 challenges is about habits, because I think, if you want to become a solopreneur, entrepreneur, business owner, you need to be very disciplined, right? Yep. And to become disciplined, you need to start with habits. So, mm-hmm. you know, I love Cal Newport, and he has his deep life stack. Mm-hmm. The first step in the deep life stack is habits.
Yeah.
So everything starts with habit. And to be honest, it doesn't matter which habits you choose. It's just you need to choose them and you need to learn to do them. Right.
Yeah. It's amazing when people get more focused and more disciplined that, you know, okay, I'm focusing on this few habits. All of a sudden they lose weight. Their business performs better. They have better relationships in life because they start
connected.
To develop that. Yeah. It's all connected
all
together.
Connected. Because it all builds an identity. My first challenge is solopreneur identity, because identity is built on habits, right? What is identity? Identity is you want to become someone who trusts yourself. So you promise to do things and you do the thing. It's built on courage. Mm-hmm. You act on things despite fear. So it's not absence of fear. It's you do things despite fear, and it's resilience. So you do things, you don't get result or you get negative result. And you learn and grow from it.
Nice.
This is it. You need to be, you know, to build the solopreneur identity. So my little fun project that I'm doing right now, I build an app that's called Habit Banana.
I like this.
And, you know, today, you can build an app without no coding knowledge. Mm-hmm. Can you believe this?
Yep.
With AI. With AI, I built an app. So my client asked me, like, Lydia, and I built a tracker. Okay, Google shit. And she said, Google shit is not working for me. I need an app. You know, everybody, you know, she just said, I need an app.
Because it's the one thing that you have with, everybody has their phone with them always. And, you know, I prefer, you know, when I have that, I want to have the app on the phone. I want to have it on my computer because I want it to be where I'm at any given time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she told me, I want an app later. So I looked around, I look at the app, and I'm very picky and I'm perfectionist. And I couldn't find an app that is good, that can be used by both the client and the coach. And it does the tracking and it's easy and it's simple and it's free. And I couldn't find, so I created one.
Nice.
So I created an app. It's called Habit Banana. I wanted to make it fun because I think habits are hard enough. Building a habit is hard and building a business is hard. So I always, anything I do, by the way, even in my community, there is fun. We celebrate Failure Wednesdays. You know, we have fun Fridays. There is always fun because I think, you know, life is hard. Business is hard. You know, we have to make it fun to continue. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's Habit Banana. It's a fun app that you can track a habit, and you can as a coach and as a client, or as a buddy.
Okay.
Because talked about this. You need to have a buddy. So it can be a formal coach, or it can be just a buddy. So you can have, and you can see each other habits.
Nice.
So you can kind of watch.
Well, and you can support
chat.
Each other. Yeah, it makes it easier to support each other instead of, okay, well, I got to tell you, I didn't do my job.
No, you can see. You can see. It's very visible. So you open the app, you can see if your buddy did the job or didn't do the job.
Yep.
It's a simple tracking.
It's like having a workout buddy. Yeah, you can't, you know, I can't show up at the, or not show up at the gym because my buddy's there at the gym and
Exactly. And there is a chat functionality and it's just simple tracking. I try to keep it simple. It's working and actually enjoying it. I sent it to a couple of my clients and I said a couple of my, well, because my clients are coaches, I sent it to them as well.
Yeah.
And I always said, wow, it's really cool. So I don't know. I think it might have a leg.
I like it. I like it. Well, I mean, at the very least, it works for your business. So it doesn't matter if it's commercially successful, it works for you. That's the perfect part of it.
And look, I did spend, you know, a friend of mine, like, oh, tell me how to do it. I'm like, I spent about 20 hours already. So it's
which is not bad. I mean, that's usually significantly more. Tell me how to do this. No. You can pay.
No.
You could pay me and I'll teach you how to do this.
Yeah. So, you know, it probably took me about 20 hours and I spent about $100 because I paid to Lovable, which is the app creation thing. I paid for the domain habitbanana.com. I bought it right away. Come on, guys. If you think this has a lag, you know, buy a domain.
$12. Yes.
Exactly. But, you know, but it counts. Like, I paid the Lovable, I paid the domain. I spent $100, I spent 20 hours. So it's not like nothing, right? Mm-hmm. You know?
Absolutely.
But it's so easy. Can you imagine? Like, imagine. Jeff, imagine 10 years ago, someone asked you to build an app. Would be like $50,000 or something, right?
Yeah. And I mean, you might be able to get it done by somebody overseas, but you're still going to spend $10,000 to $15,000 to get somebody to build an
app.
And
6 months, right?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I remember I used to work with a local incubator program, a high school incubator program, and every single one of them, you know, I want an app. You know, and then they would get out there and figure out, oh my God, it's going to cost me like $50,000 to get an app started. So they just all would bail out, you know, versus, okay, you know, now with AI and really the last couple of years, especially, it's an even playing field.
Amazing.
You don't have to spend years learning how to code either. I mean, you can let the AI do the coding. You just have to guide it and point it in the right direction.
You have, you know, again, you need to have, and again, I've been a certified habit coach for the last 4 years. Yep. I've been working with clients. I've been working on my own habits, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a very clear vision what I want. Yep. So I tell AI exactly what I want, and I look through about dozen of other apps, and I know what they're good and what they're bad. So I'm like, I don't want this. I want this. They should go here.
Yeah.
So
just add them all together into the perfect app for you, and then you go from there.
Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, I think endless opportunities. I just want to tell everyone that we live in the world where AI, like, people are afraid of AI. I am excited about AI because give them the job, like you're the brain, right? Give them the job to be your perfect, you know, intern, or be your perfect execution machine.
Well, I mean, you know, I was talking to a client of mine, and he said, well, he's got a friend of his that works for Facebook that just got laid off. And, you know, of course, he's blaming AI for all that, you know, well, they're using AI to code and all this. And, you know, we lost our jobs because they're using, you know, one AI for five employees and all this. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what were you doing to make yourself more valuable to Meta to say, hey, I can help you control that AI? Because the thing that AI is never going to, I mean, it's like hiring somebody in India to do work for you. They are wonderful and experienced and fantastic. They have no capability of thinking outside of the box.
Yes.
You know, that's the challenge
that
they have.
You need to give them instruction.
Yeah, you have to guide them, and AI is no different. You have to guide AI.
Exactly.
You know, it is amazing and wonderful. And once you learn how to do that, you can do unbelievable things, but somebody's got to be there. There's nothing that's ever going to replace the human brain for the ability to be creative. And, you know, there is no AI in the world ever that is going to be as creative as the human mind can be. So figure out how you can use your own personal creativity with the tool to make yourself much more valuable.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, let's switch gears to the fast five questions. Okay.
Yep.
All right. First question. You wake up in the morning. Business is gone. You have $500 in your pocket, a laptop computer, a place to live, food and clothing. What are you going to do first?
Well, I think your network is your net worth.
Okay.
I believe in that. And I'm a little bit, again, maybe lucky because I'm extrovert. I have a bunch of people. I'm connected. And I try to keep the connection active as much as I can, not always. Yeah. But sometimes I contact people who I haven't talked for 10 years. And I'm like, hey, I'm Lita. Do you remember me? They're like, of course I remember you. So I do have a little bit of that advantage. Yeah, I just opened my phone book, WhatsApp, and I start contacting people.
Nice.
And I'm like, you know, hey, and either I start offering something or I'm just asking like, hey, do I have a job? Do I have a project? You know, can I be helpful? Yeah, that's what I do. Your network is your net worth.
Love it. Love it. What's the biggest business mistake you've ever made?
Switching, pivoting too quickly. So, and again, this is this squirrel thing we discussed, like, I'm very, I don't know, you can call it ADHD. I don't like diagnosis. I don't have official diagnosis, but
I call it entrepreneur mindset. It's just what we are required for.
I think the technology actually makes it worse. So I think my ADHD trait just gotten worse because of the just pace and everything. So I think my biggest mistake is just pivoting too fast. So I would do something, it failed, instead of improving it or experimenting on the same thing, I would just pivot completely.
Move on to the next thing. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I've set up those 12 sprints for the next 12 years. Oh my God, 12 months.
Whoa, hold up here.
Yeah, that's too much. 12 months, okay? Because I need that structure because my biggest mistake is just pivoting completely. Okay. You do need experiments. Something is not working. If something is not bringing a result, you need to change, but you need to, you know, adjust and tweak and change the same thing instead of saying, oh, business coaching don't work, I'm going to become a health coach, or health coaching don't work, I want to become a construction worker. You know, that sort of pivot. So that's the biggest mistake. Just stay on the thing. Just tweak a little, do the same thing, just change a little, see what's working, just stay on the same path longer.
Awesome. What's a good book that you'd recommend for our audience?
Oh, my God. That's a hard one. that's a big one. Well, one is good is Stand the Fuck Out. The Fuck Out. Is by Louis. I know Louis. I was in his community for a while. He has a community. He's a marketing guy. It's a really good marketing book. So it's from recent. And why I like this book, it's actually a step by step. If you take the time and you're not just, it's not the reading book, it's just take the book and just do the exercises. It will give you a really good framework how to stand out. And in today's world, the saturation is
there's
big,
just so
right?
much noise that you got to stand out from the noise.
Exactly. And it gives you very good frameworks. And you just, if you do the work and use AI actually with the book, it will give you a really good idea how to stand out.
Nice. I like that. What's a tool that you use in your business every day that you might recommend?
Claude.
Yep.
Claude is good. I think if, I mean, I use Notion as well.
Okay.
Notion, because about 5 years, I'm Notion certified. Again, mm-hmm. I was a productivity coach for a while. Yeah. I told you. So Notion, every day I use Notion for everything, project nice. Management, client management, you know, for everything, to right. be honest, task management. Notion is my management content business. Mm. Everything. So two tools that I definitely use every day is Notion and then Claude yeah. To help me. I just basically, you know, just put raw ideas into Claude and like, okay, create a post from this. Or yeah. I just say, okay, now help me create a community, some mm-hmm. engagement or comment or some. Yeah, I guess.
Here's
is that
new,
true that I...
Have you tried Notebook LM yet?
You're the second person today who tell me about the Notebook LM.
It is the greatest thing ever. I was almost late to this appointment, you know, to this podcast because I was at my office working on. I wanted to create a course on YouTube. I have a theory that if you create courses, that's kind of what YouTube wants you to do right now. So I have a kind of a virgin web or a virgin YouTube channel with very few, you know, very few people that, you know, I'm connected with or that are followers. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to create a course. And I just didn't have the time to do it. And one of my friends just happened to be walking by and he's like, have you tried Notebook? And I went, like this. I went in there. I created an entire 8-module course in less than an hour and a half.
And I'm going to put it on YouTube, right?
And I'm going to put it on YouTube. All I have to do is just record the voiceover and that's it. But 8 modules, I went in. So it created for me kind of the, here's the prompt that you need to use. And then I was able to copy and paste that into Google Slides. And Google Slides has got that new functionality where it's got AI built in.
Yeah.
So I literally can take one Google product, copy and paste, drop it in there.
Yeah.
It created all the slides for me, more beautiful than any other slides I've ever been able to get. Right. I have no design ability at all.
I saw the infographic. I saw the infographic Notebook LM creates. Yeah. I'm like, I got it.
Even scarier, like if you have an idea, it can create a podcast episode. It's scary. It is scary, scary good. So yeah, very cool. I like that one. Okay. Last question. What is your definition of freedom?
Freedom is very simply to do what you want, when you want, how you want it. That's it. And I have, and that's why, you know, Jeff, that's why, you know, so many times, look, if I stayed in corporate, I would be earning, you know, millions or, I don't know, I will be like,
you'd have been,
you know,
yeah,
I will
you'd be millions and miserable at the same time.
No, I will make millions, but I would not have freedom. Okay.
Yeah.
I would not have the ability what I want, when I want.
Yeah,
how I want it. And if you
went over that hill of that partnership, you're done at that point. There is never going to be freedom for you until you retire.
No, because it's really hard. Look, these are golden handcuffs, you know, because they're so good. You can't leave them. So I left at the point where it's possible. But, you know, there were many times over the last 12 years of me being an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, you know, building businesses where I'm like, oh my God, this is so hard. Shall I go back?
What am I doing?
Shall I go back?
Yeah.
And then I just imagine myself going back and I just realized I would not have that freedom. Like you asked me, what's this freedom? I would not have this freedom.
No.
Now, would it be fun? Yeah, I'm a very optimistic person. I can make fun of anything, right?
Sure.
But I would not have that freedom. Now, I have this freedom. I can wake up tomorrow. And that's what I did 3 days ago. I woke up. I'm like, you know, there is no app that I like. I'm going to create an app. And that's what I did.
Nice.
So I did what I want, how I want, when I want.
Yeah.
And this is amazing.
And
this
and
is
even
the best.
Better, you could, yeah. And even better, you could have woken up one day and said, you know what? I just don't feel like working today. And I just don't work. You know, that's the beauty of it. As long as you don't have a business that if you don't work, you don't make any money.
I'm a workaholic. So usually it's just, I don't want to do this project. I want to do this project. So
I'm the same way.
But back to your point, absolutely. But it's basically, you know, I love working. Look, again, I'm a workaholic, but I wake up and I'm like, well, I don't feel like doing a podcast and I need to do editing, posting. Okay, so what do? I write a newsletter or I go and do, you know, I create an app. Like, this is what freedom, this is what independence, this is what having your own business feels like.
Love it. So, Lydia, if somebody is interested in learning a little bit about you, where's the best place to go?
LinkedIn is the best. Lydia X, you know, is the best to find me. I hang out there every day, you know, find me there, connect, follow, send DM, you know. See my post. I try, you know, my post a little bit controversial.
That's the standout part, right?
Exactly. You have to. So yeah, come and let's hang out.
Well, we're connected now. I saw that you sent me a request. So we're connected now. Look forward to keeping up with you. Thank you for joining us on the show today. I really appreciate it. And you are a joy to talk to and look forward to keeping track with you and keeping connected.
Absolutely. Same here, Jeff. Thank you so much.
And folks, thank you for joining us. As always, you are why I do this every week. So make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you give us an upvote, give us a comment, whatever you want to do, make sure that you do it. So thanks a lot. And we'll see you guys back here the very next time.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.